We'll talk our way through the October 1, 2010 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the Rain Report, amateur radio's audio feature magazine of the internet. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. This week, we'll take a rare behind-the-scenes look at the amateur radio media. The other day, two contributors to familiar audio ham radio info news services compared notes. One was Norm Seeley, KI7UP, a 30-year broadcaster and contributor to the Amateur Radio Newsline. The other was Hap Holly, KC9RP, founder and producer of these RAIN reports. In the first excerpt from their conversation, Hap and Norm compare notes on the philosophies behind the RAIN report and Amateur Radio Newsline co-founder Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF.
What amazes me about Bill, he writes articles every week and has for years, knowing tomorrow, a month from now, so much of what he's writing about is going to be old news and not really useful anymore. I've always felt that I wanted to produce programs, interviews that I've done, that Bill has done, and excerpts from forums that the Dayton Ham mentioned, that would be still good 3-4 months, even a year or two later. Which helps me when I want to run a rain replay. It's not hard for me to go back a couple of years and find a piece that still has merit today.
My experience goes back in news broadcasting and reporting the news on a daily basis, and my goal at that point, and this goes back, you know, a few years, back then my goal was to make sure that I reported what was happening at that time. I can understand Bill's philosophy, and he's trying to record and to talk about what is going on that particular week in amateur radio. If it is dated 4 weeks later or even the next week, that really doesn't matter. It's good that he is reporting what's happening. There was this item. Someone was caught doing something wrong in, let's say, Sacramento, California, and I'm just pulling that out of the hat, and broadcasting when they shouldn't have been broadcasting on amateur frequencies, or a meeting that was held that is talking about amateur radio across the world. Those are important things to report.
And I have the greatest respect for folks like Bill in the news industry for creating a permanent record of what's going on now, this moment, this day, this week. And in Bill's case, in amateur radio. That's a terrific thing. I don't have the desire to put all that work in, knowing that so much of what I would be writing about would not be newsworthy or current a month from now. It's just a philosophical difference, and that's fine, because we don't really compete. He'll interview someone, release the audio to me, he'll use 30 seconds of it, maybe a minute, and then we'll promote the fact that you can hear the whole story, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story, on the RAIN Report. We help each other. He'll give me ideas of who to interview. You, for instance.
I don't think we really have a difference in philosophy. I look at things every once in a while as a listener, as opposed to a broadcaster. What do I want to find out? When I look and listen to local radio and television, I wonder, why are you putting a story about Philadelphia as the lead story when we live in Phoenix, Arizona, when that story from Philadelphia actually has no relationship and no bearing on what is going on in Phoenix? Now, not all stories are like this, but putting a fire that does not injure anyone, but is a beautiful visual picture from Philadelphia as the lead story, when there are things going on in Phoenix, Arizona, to me, is a waste of time. I see this all the time. As a listener and a person who lives in Phoenix, Arizona, I want to see what's going on here, not only physically with the police and with the fire department, but what's going on with our leaders locally. What are they doing? What are they coming up with to help the economy, to help the fact that Arizona has a deficit? Are they helping us? Are they coming up with plans that are going to help the state and the public, the taxpayer, to come out? That's what I'm interested in. Yeah, as an American citizen, I'm interested in what's going on in the country, but my first interest is in Phoenix, Arizona. Applying that to amateur radio, I think anything that we put on the air, whether it's a website, a recording, or sending out emails to people, or getting on the air and using amateur radio to express our opinions and to talk with other people, they all are viable.
You are listening to a conversation about the amateur radio media between Norm Seeley, KI7UP, a 30-year broadcaster and amateur radio newsline contributor, and Hap Holly, KC9RP, founder and producer of The Rain Report. We'll conclude part one of this conversation in a moment. The Rain Report is posted for transmission over amateur radio repeaters and simplex frequencies from therainreport.com.
Your points are well taken about one's local interest. We all are most interested in what's going on locally. But magazines or blogs are published with the idea that somebody hundreds or thousands of miles away from the blogger or the writer of the article will be reading it and may not give a rat's you-know-what about what's happening in Phoenix, but is interested just in general of what is going on with the blogger or the writer.
I totally agree with you, but I think one of the interesting things to me about email is it brings it to a personal level. I can email you or have a blog and talk about what I feel, how I'm reacting to what's going on around me. And this is something that has not been available until the internet came alive, until email came alive, until blogging came alive. It was hard to sit down and write to many people back in the days when mail was the way to communicate. Now, you can sit in front of a computer and I can tell you exactly how I feel on this Wednesday and tell you what's happening in my life, how I feel about politics, how I feel about food, how I feel about anything. And that's what's cool about it. I can have someone who's back in Ohio or New Jersey who knows how I'm feeling, how I'm reacting to what's going on around me. And that's something that wasn't available when I was a kid, when you were a kid. And I think that's fascinating. Amateur radio also is one of those fields that offers a way for me from Scottsdale, Arizona, to talk to someone in London, England, or other places, or here in the country, talk to someone in Ohio, and actually talk to them about normal things. Hey, how you feeling today? Gee, I had a great hamburger today. I went to such and such a place. Just personal things, and that's what's cool about amateur radio and the internet.
There would be those who would say, well, that's why Facebook and Twitter, your social networking sites or services, negate the necessity of amateur radio. Because yes, I can fire up my HF transceiver, get on the air, and probably talk to you on 20 meters here in the middle of the day on my usual midweek day off from work. Or I can dial you up on the phone or on Skype or Echolink or one of the other internet-dependent services. Of course, by doing so here on Skype, although you aren't, you're on a regular telephone, I can talk to you immediately, and of course there's no QRM and no band fading and so forth. Both services, if you will, the internet for one, amateur radio on the other, both achieve the same thing in helping me to know more of what's going on beyond these four walls that surround me in my 8x10 radio room, and help me to know what you're doing at what you're thinking about. Who's to say which is better, to do this through amateur radio or do it through an internet-dependent service?
I follow exactly what you're talking about. What I find to be very interesting, and one of the things that I find that amateur radio offers, is the fact that you're not using a telephone line. You're not physically connected, so to speak, with the other person. You have a transmitter, you have an antenna, and you're going through the air to that other person. And that, to me, is very, very fascinating, and one of the reasons I got into amateur radio and want to get back on the air. Sitting in front of a computer, which I use for business, for personal things as far as accounting and stuff like that, is wonderful. And I'm very excited about that, too. But the idea of being able to fire up my HF radio and talk to you if we had a schedule, to me, just the idea of my 100-watt radio sitting in my room, going to my antenna, and then going out over the airwaves is fascinating.
Here's an analogy that someone gave me some time back in comparing amateur radio with cellular. I'm going to use this now, comparing amateur radio with an internet-dependent service like Skype. When you walk into a grocery store, when you walk in there and walk up to the meat counter, there's all kinds of fish fillets, tilapia, salmon, orange roughy, what have you. You pick out what looks the best, what might be on sale, and you hand your money across the counter, walk out, take it home, slap it onto the grill, and have a great dinner. That's great. And that's like the internet-dependent service would provide. However, amateur radio is where you grab a fishing pole, make sure you have the right hooks, sinkers, lures, live bait, whatever you want to use, carrying that down to a neighborhood or area stream or river or even the ocean, throwing your hook, your lure in, and seeing what you get. That's the adventure. That's the fun. That's the mystery of amateur radio. You don't know who it's going to be, and it might be a truck driver, or it might be a politician. That's kind of analogy I like to use of comparing amateur radio to an internet service.
That concludes our first of two excerpts from a conversation about the amateur radio media and more between Norm Seeley, KI7UP, a 30-year broadcaster and amateur radio newsline contributor, and Hap Holly, KC9RP, founder and producer of The Rain Report. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2010. Rain. All rights reserved. Now for all those repeaters and simplex nets that carry Rain, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.